Welcome to today's Daily Manna, of Friday the 26th of December 2025. Today's topic is Crying unto God in Crisis. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 4 verses 22 to 30. Verse 26. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. Verse 30. But he passing through the midst of them went his way. Key verse, Luke chapter 4 verse 22. And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? The Hebrews proverb, opinions founded on prejudice are always sustained with the greatest violence, best describes the congregation's attitude to Christ's ministry at Nazareth. Their reaction to Christ warns us of the danger of prejudice and how it can blind people to the truth. Jesus came to Nazareth, his country home, and taught in the synagogue. He announced that the purpose of his coming was to preach the gospel to the poor, deliver the oppressed, and proclaim the year of God's Jubilee. At first, the people were amazed at his teaching and confessed that his words were gracious. However, their initial favorable reaction soon turned to skepticism and rejection. The people of Nazareth were hindered by their prejudice against Jesus. Looking at his poor background, they doubted how he could be the Messiah. Their notion of who Jesus was prevented them from seeing the truth he presented. They also expected Jesus to perform miracles to prove his claims. However, Jesus never performed miracles for skeptics or to satisfy the curiosity of men. Jesus reminded them that, naturally, a prophet is not esteemed among his own people. He cited the examples of Elijah and Elisha, who were not appreciated in Israel, and God sent them to Gentiles. These illustrations infuriated the people of Nazareth. Boiling with rage, they closed their hearts to the good news of Jesus and attempted to kill him. However, he passed through their midst and walked away, never to return to Nazareth. We must not allow prejudice to hinder us from receiving God's truth and blessings regardless of the instrument God decides to use. God can use your familiar friend, spouse, children, someone from another race, or lowly background to convey his blessings to you. Avoid allowing undue familiarity or contempt for anyone to be a barrier in your life. Thought for the day. Open-mindedness creates open doors to divine blessings. The Bible in 1 year. Read by Alexander Skirby. Revelation 7-8.
Chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Nephthalim were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might, be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer, and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld, and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe! Woe! Woe to the inhabitants of the earth! By reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound.
For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app. or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.